local pirate. Communications.
Hey, this is Cleo, and I hope you folks will join me Tuesdays at 5 for my new show, All Tunes. From punk rock to folk, we got it all. Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM. See you Tuesday.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
It's 4 p.m. and you're listening to Phase Radio on 101.9 FM CFRC.
Yeah.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CFRC. Welcome or welcome back to Phase Radio, where we lean into our different phases. Happy, sad, anxious, angsty, angry, and excited with a variety of indie rock tunes. I'm your host, Harper, and this week we are in our Seattle grunge phase. In my case, it's a Seattle superiority complex, or I'm leaning into it at least. So I guess we're not totally indie this week, but that's okay. We just heard About a Girl by Nirvana and Nutshell by Alice in Chains. Had to kick it off with a Nirvana tune because how else would we start an episode dedicated to Seattle? If you didn't already know, I was born and raised there. Best place in the world, low-key. I've been home for a few weeks now, back for Christmas, so I thought it'd be a good time to play some classic Seattle grunge and tunes with similar vibes. So, fun fact, I had a tradition during COVID back when I lived in Seattle with my friends Ivan Kisa, where we would go for a run in this neighborhood called Leschi or Madrona, and we would do this every month. And afterward, we would jump in the lake in Lake Washington. And our running route went straight past Kurt Cobain's house and the bench that's dedicated to him, which is so classic Seattle antics. And I do really feel lucky to have grown up in a city with so much music history. And crafting this playlist for this episode really reminded me of that. Speaking of famous Seattle musicians and their houses, up next we've got Dave Matthews Band and Pearl Jam. Dave Matthews lives in the neighborhood I went to middle school in, and I did trick-or-treat at his house once or twice. He's not really a king-size candy bar kind of house like you might expect, just in case anyone was ever wondering, but he seemed chill, so it's all good. And I also used to play in a band and a pit orchestra with one of his close family friends, and I found out later that this guy I knew had played trumpet at one of Dave Matthews' festival sets, and I was like, what, that is so cool. So, yeah, that's pretty awesome. Seattle music scene is very connected. And Eddie Vedder lives in West Seattle, just a couple blocks from my other good family friends. And he's definitely around. He's notorious for showing up at this one record store called Easy Street Records in West Seattle. And I used to work at Farmers Markets of Seattle, and the West Seattle market is a block from the store. So I remember two summers ago, some customer told me that Eddie Vedder was in the record store, and I chose that moment, obviously, to take my break and tried to meander over there in time, but I missed him. Oh well, still cool. Up next, we've got some more Seattle legends, new and old, and some songs that talk about the feelings of being back in your hometown on 101.9 FM CFRC.
I say my hell is the closet, I'm stuck inside. Can't see the light. And my heaven is a nice house in the sky. Got central heating, and I'm alright. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can't see the light. Keep it locked up inside, don't talk about it. Talk about the weather. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can't see the light. Open up my head, I'm
Catching up with the townies. Some have gone, but most are still around. The ghosts, them surround me. Hang on tight until they drown. Met you. Yeah.
Jaden, and I'm the host of the hot new show on CFRC's block, Sounds of the Diaspora. On this show, we'll be celebrating black music across all eras, genres, and borders, with a dose of history and politics, from hip-hop to rock and roll, from Afrobeats to Bossa Nova. We're your one-stop shop for everything black, every Thursday at 10 p.m., only on 101.9 CFRC. And remember, the black of the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Walking home late at night? We've got you. Discover Kingston's only nighttime safe walk service, Queens Walk Home. 100% free and student-run safe walk service, so you never have to walk alone. We operate 7 nights a week, getting Queens and Kingston community members home safely. Requesting a walk is simple. When it's dark out, just call 613-533-9255, start a live chat at walkhome.ca, or visit our kiosk on the first floor of the JADA. Two walking partners will meet you to drop you off at your destination safely, no questions asked. Visit walkhome.ca to learn more about our hours, boundaries, and terms of conditions. Walk smart, walk safe, walk home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Phase Radio on 101.9 FM CFRC. This week we are in Phase Seattle, the Emerald City, as I like to call it. We just heard So Much to Say by Dave Matthews Band, Down by Dibbing Pool, Townies by Wednesday, Shaping Up the Corner by Rakoma, and Yellow Ledbetter by Pearl Jam. Rakoma is one of my favorite newer artists from Seattle, and I saw them in concert at Numos, I think 2 summers ago now. Kind of ironic that I'm saying they're from Seattle, because their name actually comes from Tacoma, which is a city south of Seattle that I would totally make fun of someone for saying they were from Seattle if they were actually from Tacoma. But anyways, they've got such a distinct folky sound that I love. One of the rawest concerts I've ever been to. I think their song Country had just kind of blown up when I saw them, but they weren't used to playing medium to large size shows, so the set list didn't really have an established flow yet, and they would mess up and completely start the song over again, but it was super endearing and they sounded great, so it was totally fine. Up next, we're going to hear from a lot more Canadian artists, three from BC and one based in Montreal, but originally from Seattle. The first song is Greyhound by Calpurnia, Finn Wolfhard's earliest project. It's so funny listening to them because it reminds me of such a specific time in my young life when I look back and I'm like, wow, I was so young. And then I remember the band members were literally the same age as me. But you can kind of tell based on the song. But it's still fun to hear them sing about the Neptune and taking the Greyhound to Seattle. Sweet sights. It's very Canadian, sort of half Canadian, half American situation going on. And I remember running into the drummer and the lead singer of Calpurnia at a Twins Peaks concert, actually, in Seattle, too. Sweet that the song is really accurate, that they did love coming down from Vancouver a lot. I also remember taking a trip up to Vancouver to see them play a couple months after that, so it's a full circle moment, a lot of trade back and forth across the border. Up next, we've got Calpurnia, Anna Justin, Current Swell, and more on Phase Radio, 101.9 FM CFRC.
Thank you. trying to keep all your people happy, but at least no happiness for myself. Leave the list that you had for me on the shelf. Need it done now, guess somebody else's help. When the time comes and I'm feeling down and crappy, gonna ask you for a favor in return. Don't leave me on the back to burn, like when my teachers had me in the back of the class to learn. Cause I'm just trying to go and get now what's mine. And I will, I said, but all in good time. And I'm just trying to go and get what I need. But it brings me down to my all of y'all content. And if I can't wait, you can't say I never tried. Just trying to keep all of y'all satisfied. Once again, you go pushing me in off a side. Used to care about what you thought and your consent, but I used to be a straight shooter, but now I'm bent. Now your approval lost its shine, so it's time for me to find and go and get what's mine. Cause I'm just trying to go and get now what's mine. I'm just trying to go away.
Nasty Nexus coming to you live and direct from CFRC 101.9. I'm here to bring you the goods from my new show, Classless Radio, airing every Friday night at 11 p.m. I'll be giving you hits and hidden gems all the way from jazz to blues and hip-hop and R&B. Music from the soul that everybody needs. Hop on my wavelengths and get right with the kid to kick off your big weekend. Stay tuned.
Welcome back. You're listening to 101.9 FM CFRC, and this is Phase Radio. This week, we've got some Seattle and Seattle-esque tunes for you, as I've been hanging out in my hometown for the holidays, and I'm feeling inspired. We just heard Greyhound by Calpurnia, Individualism by Anna Justin, Get What's Mine by A Current Swell, Surf Hat Ranch by Surf Hat, and Gemini by Mel Drop. Mel Drop is another new Seattle band I've been listening to more and more, an indie surf band made up of four friends at the University of Washington. These guys released their EP Mellow Days in the May of 2025, which the song Gemini is off of, but they've been making music since 2023. I hadn't heard of them before until this past summer when I went to the Old Mervs concert in Seattle, and they were the local talent opening up for them. It was super cool because the Old Mervs had been sort of touring with smaller bands in other regions, but in Seattle they just chose one local band to play, and that was Mel Drop. I remember smoking a cigarette out front with my friend, and the whole band came out in full suits with a photographer to have their pictures taken. But important context, it was the middle of July, and it was probably 27, 28 degrees outside. Unsurprisingly, they were drenched in sweat for their entire performance, but they absolutely rocked it and had a legion of dedicated local fans up front who were all in. And they even ended up being such awesome members of the crowd after for Old Mervs, and they joined their friends up front to mosh it out. Amazing energy all around. Throughout this episode, I've been reminiscing on my connection to music and how much it came from growing up in a place like Seattle. So many dingy, grungy little venues, so much live music, so many people being casual musicians around me. I took piano lessons there for almost 12 years. I joined a band in grade 4 and played clarinet all the way up until grade 12. I picked up guitar in grade 7 to play with my friends. I played in pit orchestras with my dad for a couple of years with our family friends for their local theater. My friends and I couldn't even go into bars until we were 21, but somehow we were allowed in the under 21 section of our local venues. We would take the public bus, wait in line at night as 16-year-olds in the middle of a big city to get in. When she could, my mom would shuttle us instead to as many as she could, and she would hang out in the upstairs balcony with the 21-plus crowd while we moshed it out as usually the youngest people in the crowd up front. What an awesome time. To finish off the hour, we're going to hear Ocean Breeze Salty by Modest Mouse, a band I only recently learned was actually from the PNW. Obviously, I knew who they were, and in hindsight, it all makes sense. A little grungy, moody, and depressed. Classic attributes of a PNW band. I had to include a song about Ocean Breeze as well. I guess technically Puget Sound Breeze, but it's salt water, so same thing. And finally, we're going to end the hour with Little Wing by Jimi Hendrix. The most classic of all Seattle musicians, arguably the best guitarist of all time, had to go out with a bang. Thanks for tuning into this week's episode dedicated to the music of one of my favorite places in the world, totally unbiased opinion. Catch Phase every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. on 101.9 FM CFRC. See you next week. Back to being live. Have a great day, everybody.
Fly on a little wing. When I was a child, Timonides, I had a secret fear that night would come and would never end. That we would live out our lives in total darkness. It was a small fear then.